that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Hey, everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete?
He gets whack, whack, chopping at me.
Welcome to your Labor Day weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. The Butcher Shop is perhaps an odd name for an annual theater, music, dance, and art event, but it has become a favorite of Chico every Labor Day weekend. This year's Butcher Shop happens tomorrow and Sunday nights at an outdoor venue in Chico, and it features original plays, live music, dance, visual art, and a whole lot of unique fun. On today's program, we'll hear all about it from two members of the team that creates this magical happening. We'll also be hearing from Josh Haig, the director of an event called Small Town Big Sound. It's an event that shows off local singer-songwriters in Chico with a big band orchestra backing them up. All that's coming up on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Orland Arts Center, the 9th annual group show, displaying a wide array of media in works by 40 artists from around California. Gallery hours, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight, in Chico's downtown plaza, Sapphire Soul. This group is a Friday night concert favorite with its blues, soul, and rock. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. Wednesday evening at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, Joe Craven and the Sometimers perform songs from their new album, Garcia Songbook. The music starts at 7:30. Chico Theater Company features the rollicking and romantic musical, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Showtime is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. At MoCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, only two more days to see Beyond the Frame, an exhibit of murals and graffiti art. The museum's open tomorrow and Sunday, 11 to 5. 1078 Gallery, at its new location, 1710 Park Avenue in Chico, features the 37th annual Invitational Members Show. Themes for the exhibit, in keeping with the gallery's newest and fourth location, are Something New, a tribute to the South Side of Town, and interpretations of the number 4. The galleries open Thursday through Sunday, 12:30 to 5:30. In the Humanities Building at Chico State, the Jackie Headley University Art Gallery displays the work of Vietnamese-American artist Trong Nha Nguyen in his exhibit Dog Days. His whimsically odd and oddly political objects can be seen Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 4. Also in the Humanities Building, the Janet Turner Print Museum has an exhibit titled Imagining the Past. It asks the viewer to consider how the distant past affects the present. The Turners open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. Tonight in Paradise at the Norton Buffalo Hall, Moody Little Sister, the husband and wife duo known for their version of modern folk music. Enjoy the concert beginning at 7 o'clock. That's the calendar for this week. Celebrating a birthday today, violinist and conductor Itzhak Perlman. Perlman's philosophy on training young musicians: for people who are really talented, what you don't say becomes extremely important. You have to judge what to say and what to leave alone so you can let the talent develop.
Thank you.
The Butcher Shop. That's the name of the event that's happening this weekend for Labor Day weekend in Chico. It's a free event. All kinds of interesting drama, dance, and live music. A happening festival. We have Jesse Karch and Michael Gannon, two of the co-creators of this event. Michael, how long have you been working with The Butcher Shop? Because it's a yearly event.
This is our 10th one at the end of Estes.
Yeah, so. I guess we should explain where it is in Chico. You take Normal, and you keep going out on Normal till you get as far as you can get past the end of Normal, and it becomes Estes Road. If you keep on Estes Road, you come to it. It's in the middle of an orchard, right?
Yeah, it's an old almond orchard there. You kind of can't miss it. It's an outdoor venue. We've been doing it there because the owner of the property, Greg Amaral, has been kind enough to really just donate his space for our community event.
Jesse, explain to us, for people who may not be familiar with what this is, what is The Butcher Shop?
Where do I begin? The Butcher Shop is a free outdoor festival of theater and original music, art, painting, and sculpture, and dance,
and food,
sometimes
and food
film.
Trucks. Yeah, and a bar. Everything you want for entertainment is happening on this festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of avant-garde, kind of out there in some ways. Like, it'll probably be different from things people have seen before at other theaters.
Yeah, we tend to try to push the envelope in our scale and some of our ideas. Our stories tend to be exotic, fantastic, and involve dreams and nightmares and demons and gods and love and death, revenge.
The whole spectrum of the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
People from this group involved in The Butcher Shop come back to town from all over the place to take part in this every Labor Day weekend. You come from New York?
I live in Brooklyn, New York. We have other artists from New York, some from L.A., Portland. Mostly we've all lived in Chico, and most of the artists are definitely from Chico.
And Michael,
I went to college in Chico.
And you're in L.A. now, right?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles now.
Originally, what drew you to this gang of madmen?
A girlfriend of mine said, hey, my high school buddies are all getting together. They're going to put on this free outdoor backyard theater in one of their parents' backyards.
Free.
I was like, I'm in. I'll do it. They needed actors. So I was sort of thrust into this Latimer world, and I met Denver and Dylan and Casey Simpson, all these really, really fun, cool, like-minded guys and girls.
What, in your opinion, is the essence of The Butcher Shop?
I'd say the essence is art and community. For those of us walking around in the havoc of our own lives, to be able to come back to Chico in some way, we all really want to be here anyway.
We left our hearts.
Yes, and to really, really focus with artists and people that you love and to just create. We land here and we just attack art and we have two nights to do it. It's one of the most satisfying things that I do all year long.
Jesse, how do you think that The Butcher Shop sort of embodies the soul of the arts community in Chico?
That's a good question. Maybe partially because we have so many artists and so many different visions contributed to the show. We probably have 20 to 30 scenic and visual artists this year from Chico State and Butte College art departments, teachers and students there, and other people in the community. Those alone, they're contributing so many different styles of painting and sculpture, mask making and puppetry. So the soul kind of comes in the collective production of mashup aesthetic,
a
patchwork Frankenstein aesthetic of all these different people's styles.
So this tradition really started in 1989, and they've been doing it on and off since then. It seems like you have more people coming to be part of this event in the audience every year.
It just continues to grow and prosper. That presents itself with a whole new set of challenges every time. The first time we did it in the backyard at the Latimers, I think we might have had 80 people or 100 people. Denver Latimer decided 10 years ago to see if he could go ahead and put another one on sort of as a reunion. You know, we had a few hundred people there each night. Well, a few hundred people the first night, and then the next night, people came back and they brought their friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's really been building since. We have, I'm going to guess, between 700 and 1,000 people per night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful space for that. I mean, it can hold it.
One of you give me a rundown of what the different performance pieces are.
This year, we are going back to the tradition of having multiple plays, multiple different acts by different authors. We have three plays. One of them is by a recent Inspire High School graduate named Elizabeth Ober. She wrote a play called The Things We've Left Behind. It's a very philosophical play about a character who lives in a train station and observes esoteric patterns of behavior there. I think it's going to be a pretty big audience pleaser. And then we have another play that is a big adventure comedy, action-packed, hilarious adventure comedy about a grouchy high school teacher who gets his DNA tested and discovers something pretty unusual about his past. And then our third play, I would call it a medieval revenge thriller. It's very suspenseful and dark and gothic. Then we have these two dances. One's a modern dance based on a philosophical paradox called the Ship of Theseus. And then another dance is connected to our tableau. And this year, our tableau is of a Frida Kahlo painting called The Wounded Table.
Yeah, we better explain tableau, because tableau was a tradition of the butcher shop for decades. And then you kind of stopped doing those tableaus for the past couple of years. Michael, define that. A tableau, what is it?
Well, an artist decides on an image. Traditionally, it's been a painting that resonates with our theme. Basically, that artist curates, or that director curates, a live version of that painting.
So it's live humans making a 3D version of an image that's a famous painting of some kind.
Exactly.
Jesse, I've heard with this butcher shop, original songs are really key to the whole thing. There are 8 original songs, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Butcher Shop has always featured a house band called Dave the Butcher from the very first show, and Dave the Butcher is still the house band.
What style of music do you call them?
It's kind of a, that's a good question.
That is.
Kind of
orchard punk.
Orchard punk.
Grindcore. I don't know. It's a style that was heavily influenced by Captain Beefheart and Sun Ra and different avant-garde artists from the 60s and 70s.
So tell me about these songs.
This year, under the direction of our keyboard player, Webster Moore, we've asked different musicians from Chico to contribute original songs interpreting the overall theme of this year's show, Mysterious Inheritance. We came out of that process with 8 songs, and some of the songwriters this year, people may recognize, we have Aaron Lizardo, Scout, Matt Houghton, Donald Beeman, Webster Moore, Jason Willman, Scotty. I'm probably leaving someone out. I don't want to, though.
So if people are fans of the local music scene, they'll have lots to enjoy.
The songs feature a lot of different styles. We have like country and western, jazz, more new wave and more chant type music and kind of some rock bangers. And so it's like eclectic styles. The songwriters just put their all into each song. And so we've got some really good music with a bunch of different singers too.
Jesse, you told me that you actually co-wrote 2 of the plays. So what's it like for you writing for this event, which is really a unique kind of event?
It's fun. It's nice as a writer to know where your piece is going to be produced. You can start thinking about who you want to cast in it, different candidates for casting. You can start thinking about sets, because we know that a set can be really big. You can start thinking about how you want it to look. You can start thinking about just the space and using the space to tell the story. It's a pretty unique space.
The 2 plays that you co-wrote, the way they're coming out visually, is it like what you imagined, or is it different by the time you actually get to the stage?
Always an organic process that you seem to have less control over than you think you do. And then, you know, it can be very surprising. And working with visual artists, as you see their vision come into the fold, it usually gets much better than I imagined it.
The Butcher Shop 2018 is happening this weekend, tomorrow night, and then Sunday night. And it's the same plays and performance pieces each night. I guess the grounds open at 5:30. And then what time do the actual performances start?
Well, really, they start at 5:30. I mean, not the plays or the band.
Oh, there's some live music.
There's live music. There's a designated area. There's a lot of local artists out there, and there's food trucks and bars. Really, it's become a great place just to be. And as the sun begins to set, you run into neighbors or people you haven't seen for a while. It's just buzzing with great Chico energy.
The performances themselves start at what time?
8 o'clock.
And this whole thing, the Butcher Shop Festival of all of these different colors of things, it's all free.
It is, Tom. Yeah, it's free. We're very dedicated to that. Obviously, people can support, you know, buying some food, buying a beer, buying some merchandise or donating. But that is not a prerequisite. We really pride ourselves on offering a free festival.
There is an opportunity to buy premium tickets if people just want to help you out. Where would people get these tickets?
If you want to purchase supporter circle tickets where you get a reserved seat fairly close to the stage, they're $25. You can get them at the great local bookstore in town called The Bookstore. Mm-hmm. They're selling them there. So it's a good way to support the show.
Because, that's on Main Street near First and Second, right?
Yeah. So that's a great way to support the show with a small contribution because we are almost entirely volunteer staffed.
Plus, you know, you got costs. You got to build all the materials to build all that stuff, and not to mention the sweat and labor involved, and and all these wonderfully dedicated artists putting in their time. The umbrella theme this year for Butcher Shop is mysterious inheritance. Now, what does that mean, Michael?
Well, in true Butcher Shop fashion, I think it means something different for everybody.
How did you all decide on that? Because there's so many different groups of people putting their own thing together. How did you all decide, that's our overall umbrella theme?
This year, I sent out an email and asked everybody to send me 5 ideas for their theme. Lots of texting and emails then begin. And it sort of was hijacked this year by me and Jesse, I believe. Is that true, Jesse?
I think that's right, yeah.
We narrowed it down to 2 themes from each person. Out of that came mysterious inheritance.
For you two, what does that mean, mysterious inheritance?
I think it's kind of a way of questioning identity in a place and in a situation, thinking about where you came from. It has some kind of tie-in to having done this show for 10 years now and seeing a younger group of kids come up the ranks, and now they're like some of our main actors and they're not even kids anymore. And just thinking about the whole show and about art itself as something that you inherit from your community. And then the theme really just had, I think, broad appeal to artists, especially with that word mysterious in front of it.
What's mysterious about it?
Some of our artists have been focusing on ideas about the law, like how come we have to follow these laws that are in our town or our country? Like, where do these laws come from?
It seems like there's always been a social, philosophical dimension and even a political dimension to a lot of the stuff that Butcher Shop
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely.
You know, we were focusing on different ways of thinking of inheritance. You can inherit laws, you can inherit biological traits from your ancestors. Potentially you can inherit like points of view and ideas.
You can inherit the tradition of artistic expression.
You can, You can also inherit things in wills, so we have a lot of fun stories about wills and stuff like that.
The Butcher Shop 2018, Mysterious Inheritance. That's happening this weekend. Take Normal in Chico, get as far as you can get past the end of Normal, and it becomes Estes Road. If you keep on Estes Road, you come to it. It's in the middle of an orchard. Tomorrow night, grounds open at 5:30. The performances start at 8. The same schedule on Sunday. Well, I want to thank my guests, Jesse Karch and Michael Gannon, telling us about The Butcher Shop. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Here I am, so drag me outside.
We're listening there to one of the songs that will be performed live at an event called Small Town Big Sound. I have here one of the directors of the event, Josh Haig. This Small Town Big Sound idea started how many years ago?
This is our fourth year doing this show. When we did the first year of Small Town Big Sound, we were a tiny entity of a few collaborating artists, and we still are, but we've grown. We want to create art for the North State, sourced from the North State. So everyone on stage, everyone in our crew, is all North State.
And it's all original material written by these local people.
Yep. This year it's Chico and Redding represented as the two songwriting groups. So it kind of grows into a celebration of not only good music and musicianship, because the music sounds fantastic. I'm always floored every year. You realize that, oh yeah, this is a real show and it's art and it's living and breathing. But on top of that, it's also a great celebration of what it means to be in this area and what the creative spirit of the North State means. We take 15 songwriters each year, take their tunes, arrange them, and develop them for a large band. This year, we partnered with some people in the North State Symphony, 12 string players, plus horns, singers, and backing rhythm section. An anecdote about these songwriters relating to the music. Max Minardi, who's a songwriter in town who's never been featured in Small Town Big Sound, came in. I don't think he knew what to expect, and he had these questions like, well, you know, I wrote it a specific way. It's meant to sound like this. We went back and forth during the arrangement process because I actually arranged his tune as well. And then he sat down and he started singing, and all these musicians, these string players, start playing these swelling pieces underneath him singing. And I saw his eyes get wide, and at the end he said, oh, okay, that's perfect. You know, these people are all extremely gifted songwriters. We try every year to showcase what we consider the best representation of what the current music scene is in our area. But also, you know, very few people get to play with a 20-piece band and string players from the North State Symphony. For them to be able to do that and for us to be involved with that process is a real joy.
This is the first time you're going to be taking the show on the road.
We decided to turn this into a touring show. We end in Redding at the Riverfront Amphitheater, doing an outdoor matinee concert directly next to the Sundial Bridge, a spot where people can bring picnics, sitting on the grass and laughing and enjoying themselves. You put work into these big shows. This show's about 7 months of work, 8 months of work, and it just seems crazy to have it be done in a night. With all the current fire situations, it just seems like it'd be nice if there was a way to give these communities a night of entertainment and fun, celebrating them and their communities and our community and how we're all kind of one thing.
You're very close-knit with the music scene in Chico.
Right.
How did you find your singer-songwriters in Redding?
We put out the call for songwriters. We got over 100 submissions, most Chico because we're a Chico-based group. But we did get a couple amazing Redding songwriters. One is Calvin Black, a hip-hop artist based in Redding, and his group FAM. And then the other one, who's been a frequent collaborator with us, is Amon Cowell, a trumpet player. The guy just plays trumpet like nobody's business, but he can write music and sing like an angel as well.
So what kind of song did he write for this?
This composition kind of melts the lines of what I would consider jazz and neo-soul.
What's the starting time at the Sierra Nevada Big Room and in the other places?
In Chico, Weaverville, and Orland, we're doing evening performances at 7:30 with the doors at 6:30. And then Redding, we have the matinee with the performance at 4 and the doors at 3 o'clock.
Let's go over some of the specific songs and songwriters. Tell me about the Bidwells and tell me about this specific song.
The Bidwells are a fairly new group, Samantha Francis and Ben Ruttenberg.
Were they in Decades?
They were. Ben is still in Decades, and Samantha has taken a leave to do other things. You should hear these two sing together. I mean, they just know each other's voices like nobody's business. This is their first foray into writing original music.
What's the name of that song?
She's the Moon, the love ballad between these two. I told them they had to look at each other lovingly while they sing on stage. And then Matthew Wiener, who's been a violinist in our group and a staple of our arranging scene for a long time, took their song and used his knowledge of actually being a string player and playing in orchestras to develop this string part. I think he'd hit the nail on the head as to what the vision of the show is. You know, take this song and put this new idea on top of it. The original song is still there. And you still get that sense of love and adoration from the lyrics, but much deeper and a much stronger commitment to that idea because of the string parts.
Talk about some of the other singer-songwriters.
We have Pat Hole, who's been a staple of our music. He just writes incredible songs.
He's such a good guitarist. Did he have any trepidation letting loose to have the orchestra take over?
He's actually not playing guitar at all. It's a very cool place for him to be because it's so different than what I'm used to seeing him as. And then we have a couple others, Ali Battaglia, who's collaborated with us before. And then we have a bunch of new faces. We have a bassoon player named Zeke Cottrell.
What's his song like?
Really drum-oriented and percussive. A showcase of our drummer, Sean Rayside, and his concepts of how time can be manipulated in different forms throughout the piece. Zeke will play bassoon.
But he sings as well.
No, it's an instrumental piece. We have a couple Chico State songwriters, Roxanne Winslow and Daniel Mickelson.
What's their song like?
Really interesting, odd chord progressions and things that don't seem to line up, but they force them to line up in this really interesting way. When we were listening through all the submissions, both their compositions jumped off the page as something different than what you would call your typical folk singer progressions and chord structures. So you get not only their compositional voice, but their arranging voice. So the whole song sounds different than the rest of the show because we were not as involved. I'm only a pianist on that track, you know, not anything else.
So what's been the reaction of the members of the North State Symphony doing this kind of show, which is different from the North State Symphony stuff that they do?
We have a cross-section of the symphony and other string players in the community. I always imagine when I hire musicians, what it would be like if we were all on a big bus together. And if I think we'd have a lot of fun, then it's probably the right band.
Magical Mystery Tour.
That's right. That's what I'm always thinking of. I'm hoping for that. Because music is such a personal and emotionally naked venture. So you want to be on stage with people that you know you like as people as well as musicians. And everyone we have is incredibly, I would consider, world-class musicians, top of the line, that are also inspired, you know, not just going through the motions saying, okay, I can play this perfectly, I don't care, but also saying, oh, that's so interesting, I've never played it like that, as opposed to, ooh, you wrote that wrong, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's just been an inspiring rehearsal experience. We walk in, we sit down, we tune, and then you hear these songs for the first time. You can hear the individual voices of the musicians adding that third layer of new context to the piece.
We've been talking with Josh Haig from Uncle Dad's Art Collective, which is producing one of the big events of the arts season for the fall. Small Town, Big Sound. Tell me one more time again where this is going to perform and when.
We're doing Thursday, September 6th in Chico at the Big Room at Sierra Nevada. Friday, September 7th at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center in Weaverville. Saturday, September 8th. In Orland at Success Square. All those are 7:30 start times with 6:30 doors. And then we're doing a special matinee performance at the Riverfront Amphitheater in Reading.
Thanks, Josh, for coming in and telling us about Small Town, Big Sound. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program in its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.